everywhere. Written and illustrated by Mercer Mayer. I'm a little scared. What about you, William?
Nope. Not even a tiny bit.
Yay!
This isn't good.
There were monsters everywhere in my house. Oh no! He's out by the mailbox and the monsters are looking out the window. Oh, there are monsters in my house. It makes me so scared. Oh. They would hide when my mom was around. She's on the phone talking, and he's coming in the door with his kite and his puppy. No monsters anywhere. It's perfectly fine.
Hello?
But when I was alone, the room would get very quiet. I just knew the monsters would jump out! Dad said there weren't any monsters, but he was wrong. Look behind the door and look at the banister and oh, there are monsters everywhere in the house.
Do that thing you just did
to me. Should we turn the page back? When I was alone, the room would be very quiet. I just knew the monsters.
Do that again.
Jump out!
No, read it. Okay?
But when I was alone, the room would be very quiet.
Do that again.
We're trying to go to bed, so we don't
want
to keep getting too excited.
Do that again.
There were not any monsters, and
do that again,
but
do
he
that
was
again.
Wrong. I knew there were monsters in the basement.
Do it really loud.
But since I never had to go down there, they didn't bother me. But there were monsters outside. By the garbage cans. I just knew it. Dad had to watch me when I took the garbage out. Otherwise, I might not even return because it might eat me and I'd disappear. But I was sure they were there. There was a monster somewhere in the bathroom. Okay. Oh no!
And then scared me really loud.
I just knew they were there whenever I shampooed my hair. Sometimes I thought I heard them breathing. A little boy to eat. But whenever I looked out, they weren't there. There were monsters hiding in my room. Behind the door. Under the bed. Around the corner. In the bathroom. Oh, no. Oh. Mom had to come in with me to get my pajamas, my PJs. But they couldn't get me because I made a really good fort on the top of my Dad said monsters hated the top bunk because they were scared of ladders. Ooh, not William. William loves ladders. I wonder if that was true.
Wonder if what was true?
I wonder if monsters were scared of ladders.
Well, I made a diving board on the ladder and I jumped off it.
Depends if you went into the pool or onto the concrete.
Well, if I did get into the pool.
Splash.
You should be splash.
Don't go into a swimming
blow
pool.
Blow some bubbles and come back up. Oh, I'm a little fishy.
I can swim. One night I had a dream that I jumped into the pool and there was bars, but first I was going to show my mom, but I drowned.
No! Oh. You had a dream like that?
Ouch.
Oh, William, that's horrible. I would save you. I was there.
I'd wake up if I were you.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
That's the way to hell with that.
You have a bad dream, wake up, and it's gone. Whew. I was really getting tired of being pushed around by the handful of monsters. They're making me so mad and so scared, and I'm tired of it. I don't want to be that. Then I saw a class for karate.
What is the other one for?
All ages are welcome, and that means me. What does what mean?
I wonder what the other signs.
What does all the other signs mean?
Oh, there's so many of them there.
They don't know?
No, I'd have to read them. They're signs for different classes, like maybe ballet and gymnastics and baseball and yoga and flying kites. Who knows? Lots of things. So at dinner, I told Dad and Mom that I would like to take the karate class.
Look what I
can do. The monsters wouldn't get me, and they agreed. That's very good. Karate was fun, and I learned all sorts of great, scary-looking moves.
Look at that one, Daddy-O.
If he bent his knees, it would be, and put his hands on his feet, it would be happy baby pose. And here he's kicking the sandbag with his foot, and here he's hitting it with his fists, and here he's getting ready to, yeah, I'm going to get you, whomp! Right? But you have to be careful when you use these moves, right?
Why?
You have to be respectful because you're strong, and you could take out somebody who's not strong. You have to be mindful and conscious and aware, right? You don't want to hurt somebody. They don't deserve it. Now, if somebody's stealing something or hurting somebody else, well, maybe that's a very good time to take them out. But other than that, you have to be respectful and mindful. I even learned how to break a board!
Can you break a board like this? Can you?
I never took karate to do that. I don't know how to
do
that.
Can you do this?
I can do that, but I have never broken a board. I've never taken karate class for that. But I have seen people and know people who have done that. I was hoping a monster was watching when I did that, breaking on the board, because they'd be scared of me, right? Yes! They would be. The real treat came one night after dinner. I took the garbage and I didn't ask my dad to watch me go out in the dark and walk up to the trash can and put the garbage away. I wasn't scared, even though I thought there might be monsters everywhere. The dog wouldn't even come out the door. But I was brave. I was strong, and I knew I could mash the monster. I couldn't tell. Were they out there waiting? I gave the loudest karate kick I could to the crash can. And I think think I made my point. I am so strong. You should be afraid of me and just go out of my house, because I am not afraid of monsters anymore. No more. In the shower, I practiced my karate punches. Whop! On the shower, hoping I would get the monsters who were standing too close. Look at that fist coming out of the shower curtain. And his tongue is sticking out. No, not me. And the dog's going, yeah, you. Later, I jumped into my room. I took the most ferocious karate position I knew. Not one monster poked his head out. Ha! I even slept on the top, on the bottom bunk. Woohoo! The next day, I went down to the basement. Oh, I didn't want the monsters down there to think I was going to let them off the hook. No monsters in my house anymore, anywhere. No way.
You defeated me.
I still go to karate class. I decided to get my black belt. I might even become a professional monster hunter. Wah! When I grow up. So
you defeated me.
So are you a monster?
Yes.
Oh. So yes. Even though there were monsters everywhere, you know what? I don't care. Fine, be a monster. Be in my bed. No way you're going to bother me. That's a good book. Mm-hmm. I like that story.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too. Three. Me three.
You, me three.
Me too.
So is Daddy going to sit with you and tell you a story?
Yeah.
Love you, William. So nice that you were here with us. I'm so happy. And you know what happens? You know what's going to happen to Lauren. Yeah.